Archer's Omnibus for the week 9 to 14 May 1999.
Me at me thumb.
Breach of the bylaws, that is.
Creeping up on me like that.
Didn't creep. I ran. Always run round this way of a morning, and you, young man, should be doing the same thing yourself. Instead of vandalising telegraph poles.
I'm not.
You are. You're sticking tacks in it, aren't you?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? There's always things stuck on telegraph poles.
Oh, anyway, your sign's pointed the wrong way.
No, it ain't.
A car parking this way.
Yeah.
Car park's at Brookfield. That way, up the lane.
Oh, they ain't got a monopoly.
They've opened up a field, especially, so all these blooming twitchers done. Park all over the verges, block the gateways.
Got full yesterday, though, didn't it, that car park?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Number of people who'll trek halfway across the country just for a glimpse of one little bird.
Yeah, if they really cared about it, they'd shove off and leave the poor thing alone.
Still, can't complain. All good for business.
Yep, that's what my dad says.
Oh, yeah. Heard him and your granddad was down there yesterday, flogging hot drinks, down the throat.
Yeah, and today he's opening up one of our fields as an overflow car park.
Oh. How much is he charging?
£2, same as Brookfield.
Oh, and is he going to give the money to the Bells Fund?
The what?
This appeal they've got going for new church bells.
What about it?
Brookfield are donating all the car park money to it.
Yeah, well, that'll be doing the same, probably.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, either that or some other worthy cause.
What's this supposed to be?
Country vegetable.
It looks disgusting.
Well, I ain't got all the lumps out yet.
Nobody's going to pay good money for that.
Took nearly £50 yesterday.
You never.
We did.
Well, some people ain't got the sense they was born with. Anyway, I'll best be off.
Where are you going?
I told you I'm working down the bull.
You don't usually do Sunday dinner times.
It's going to be busy today, though, isn't it? Sid reckons the restaurant will be packed out.
Not dinner time, it won't.
Why not?
This evening, maybe, when it gets dark.
How'd you work that out?
Well, they don't want to miss seeing this bird, do they? They're all set up there with their binoculars and their cameras. Won't turn their backs for a minute in case the thing comes out when they ain't looking.
What happens when they want to go to the toilet?
It was best not to ask.
Oh.
So they're not going to be traipsing up the bowl for their dinners, are they?
Well, some of them might.
You'd be better off giving me a hand-flogging soup.
I don't know how you've got the nerve charging £1 a cup for that stuff.
Well, what they're paying for is the service, see? Having the hot soup come to them. So they don't have to move.
I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know this farmer's market they're all talking about?
What about it?
Maybe we could flog soup there.
Oh, come on,
Well, you can sell homemade pies and cakes, though, isn't it? Soup.
Homemade soup, maybe, but not that packet stuff. Oh, look at it, Joe. It's horrible, and it's still got all the lumps in.
Hello.
Oh, where have you been?
Just out.
Thought you was upstairs doing your revision.
Oh, give us a break, Mum.
You're going to come and help us with this soup?
No, we ain't.
Well, I can't do it on me own. And Eddie's going to be looking after the car park.
What car park?
Didn't he tell you?
Tell me what?
Dad's opening up the field down by the road junction.
He's what?
Yeah, for the twitchers.
Oh, I don't believe it.
It's what's called free enterprise, Mum.
That's right, market forces.
Supply and demand.
Well, I'm demanding that you stay home this afternoon, William.
What?
And supply your brain with some of them French verbs.
Oh, but, Mum...
No buts, William, your French exam's a week Wednesday. See you later.
Hey, Clary, what about my dinner?
Have your soup.
Eh?
I'd love to walk the whole way with you, especially with you in that gear.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but I can't leave the pub just now.
You're just afraid you wouldn't last the distance.
Well, how far is it?
Round all four parishes. It's just under 23 miles.
Oh, piece of cake. I run 6 miles near every morning.
Well, Janice and I did 10 miles on Monday.
Monday? But that's nearly a week ago. You need to be training every day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you build up your stamina. Oh, listen to them blooming townies.
Who would believe this many people care so much about one little bird?
Got no idea how to drive in the countryside.
It's like being a pop star, isn't it? Being pursued everywhere by the paparazzi.
Oh, I don't believe this traffic.
Morning, George.
This car's backed up right as far as the stable.
Yeah, we had traffic jam outside here half an hour.
Chris and I had a fight our way up the road.
Are you coming on our walk?
Not me, no. Chris is. She's over there with Jill. Though if you take my advice, you'll steer clear of Aidan better.
Well, I can't. The parish boundary goes right past the end of them woods.
Eh?
Oh, Lord. Why did it have to make such a racket.
Hey, you know, you'd think bird watchers would be quiet folks, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, here's Janet.
Sorry to be so late. The traffic's just appalling.
Yeah, we know.
I had a morning service in Darrington, and it usually takes 10 minutes to drive here.
Well, I'm going to see if I can fight my way up to the country park.
Are you not coming, George?
No, I have to go and check on my birds with these blooming twitches about the place.
Well, they're in the country park, surely.
Oh, yes. There's loads of them end up in the wrong bit of woodland. Well, they don't give a damn about nesting pheasants. All they care about is that blessed woodpecker.
Well, shall we make a start?
We'd better if we're going to get back before dark.
Right, I'll be off then.
Yeah, see you, George.
Bye. Come on,
cheerio.
Right. Attention, please, everybody. It's lovely to see so many of you. As you know, this is not the usual Rogation Sunday walk. Instead of beating the bounds of Ambridge, we're going to walk round all four parishes. Try and walk round. Well, yes. Ouch and I are going to attempt the full distance, but we don't expect anyone else to. Unless you want to, of course. Just walk as far as you can. And we hope that parishioners from Pennyhassett, Darrington and Edgeley will join us as we go along. So, if everyone's fit, let's go.
Yes, I'll come and join in just as soon as we've got the lunches out of the way.
OK, we'll see you later.
Good luck, everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there you are, Clary.
Sorry I'm late, Sue.
I know, the traffic.
Oh, hello, Susan. Enjoy the walk. Wish I was going with them.
Do you?
Oh, don't get me wrong, Sid. I'm really grateful for the work. In fact, if things go the way they are, no, really shouldn't complain.
Is this Bridge Farm?
You've heard.
Well, I heard Colin Kennedy had jacked it in.
Did you?
He was scoring for the cricket on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course he was.
And he said he had more than he could take of young Helen.
Him and me both. I tell you, Sid, if I didn't need the money so bad, and if I didn't feel I were letting Pat down, then I'd quit and all.
So, another new bag.
Nice, isn't it?
What happened to the rucksack?
I decided it was too big.
I thought you might.
I wanted to get one like yours.
Oh, this old thing. Oh, you can't get these anymore.
Well, this was the nearest I could get. But I think you're right. The less you carry, the better.
I once went on a walking holiday with a friend who took along a book to read. And every time he'd read a page, he'd tear it out and put it on the fire.
Oh, no.
So that he wouldn't have to carry it the next day.
No, I draw the line of vandalising books.
Hello. Is that Joe Grundy?
Well, it looks like it.
What's he doing?
Afternoon, Joe.
If you want to see it, you'd better get in there quick.
See what?
Only you need a blooming periscope. There's hundreds of them all piled in there to have a look.
Oh, is this where this strange bird is supposed to be?
Just down beyond that copse, so they say. I just got me stall set up and word comes it's doing a turn.
Doing a turn?
Come out from wherever it was hiding. So, of course, all my customers rush off to see it. And I'm stuck here with several gallons of soup going cold. Do you fancy a cup?
No, thanks.
Country vegetable. Very wholesome. Only a quid.
We've only been going 20 minutes.
Going where?
We're walking round the parish boundaries.
What for?
Rogation Sunday.
Eh?
Beating the bounds.
Oh.
It's an old tradition.
Of course, you know what's going to happen next.
What?
Well, now they've seen this blooming bird, they're all going to shove off home, aren't they?
Well, probably, yes. Once they've seen it and can tick it off their list, they lose interest.
Makes you sick, doesn't it?
Does it?
Well, you got a nice little earner going here. If they'd hung on for another week, I could have made 500 quid, I reckon.
William?
Oh, hello.
I didn't expect to see you up here.
I just had to come up here and check the birds. I wish word had never got out about that black woodpecker.
Oh, you and me both.
If it had any sense, he'd just fly off somewhere else.
Mind you, there's not many folk in this village would agree with us. Most of them seem to reckon it's a golden opportunity for making money.
Well...
Yeah, that's all folks think about these days.
Don't do the bird any harm, though, does it? Getting the twitches to part with a bit of dosh.
Oh, will you look at that?
What?
Plumbing Greg Turner.
What about him?
Cutting corners again.
What's wrong? The feed hoppers are full.
No grit.
Eh?
When your hen birds are laying, you want to give them a bit of soluble grit. Oyster shells or something like that.
But Greg says...
To make sure that the eggs have strong shells.
Greg says that modern feeds have everything the birds need.
Oh, he does he?
Yeah, it's all mixed in.
And you believe that, do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm only telling you what he said.
Well, what I say is, William, it ain't worth spoiling the ship for a hippothetar.
You what?
Greg Turner can do what he likes over home farm, but my birds get extra grit.
My poor feet.
Oh, come on now. no slacking.
Don't be such a bully, Sid. But I'm sure they've swollen to twice their normal size.
Come on. I want to get back to Ambridge before it gets dark.
When you get home, Usha,
if I ever get home,
you must put your feet in a good old-fashioned mustard bath. Nothing like it, honestly.
I'm in court tomorrow. How am I going to squeeze them into my little black shoes?
Can't you wear slippers?
That'd probably be contempt of court. Mm. Could we have a little rest, do you think?
Oh, come on, Usha. It's only another mile and a half.
Oh, another mile and a half? I can't.
Oh, come on, come on. Can't stop now.
Well, I can if I want to.
Yeah, and what are we supposed to do? Just abandon you? Well, the road's solid. Oh, here. Look, give me your bag.
No, it's all right.
Come on, come on, come on. Let me carry it. There we are.
Yes, I think it was a bit ambitious. After all, you haven't done more than 10 miles before.
And how long's this march you're going to do? 400 and what were they?
Well, I'm not doing the whole thing. I was only ever going to walk as far as London.
Uh-huh. Which is what, 100 miles?
I'm never going to manage it, am I?
Yes, you are. You can do it. You've got 3 weeks yet.
Yeah, but you'll have to start training a bit more seriously.
It's difficult to find the time. I work such long hours.
Yeah, well, so do I. But I do a 6-mile run every morning.
Very impressive.
I bet you do and all, don't you, Janet?
Well, I try and do a few miles every day, yes.
Yeah. That's how you do it, see? That's how you build up your strength. Yeah. Set yourself a proper programme of endurance training and stick to it day in, day out.
You know something, Sid? You should be doing this march, not me.
Oh, don't stop, Usha. Come on.
No. I've had enough. I'm never going to be fit enough to walk even as far as London. So I might as well jack it in now.
Oh, Janet told me about it after the meeting last week.
A referendum?
Do you want me to take this churn inside?
No, leave it there. I'll see to it. Right. So what you're saying is we should have a referendum?
The parish council should.
Parish council ain't going to agree to that.
Well, they have to.
Well, the likes of Mrs. Woolley and Derek Fletcher.
Yeah, it's the law. The Local Government Act of 1972. I went to the library and looked it up.
They won't like it.
All we have to do is frame the question we want asked. Like, do you or do you not want genetically modified crops grown in this parish? Then 6 parish residents put their names to it.
And that's what you want me to do?
Well, you don't want this stuff growing on your doorstep any more than I do.
No, but, well, wouldn't it be better to get someone, you know...
What?
A bit more important than me.
Now, come on, Clary. You're a parishioner. You're just as important as anyone else.
Oh, look at the time.
Well, I thought you'd left.
I'm going to be late again. I've been trying to phone Colin, but he's not answering.
What are you ringing him for?
To try and persuade him to change his mind.
Oh, don't there's much chance of that.
I'll ring him again later.
Your mum was saying that she might spend a couple of hours in the dairy this morning.
But she's got the CPN coming this morning.
Yeah, he's coming at 10. He's not going to be here more than an hour.
Oh, no.
How is Pat?
Oh, she's much better. Really seems to have picked up this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, starting to resemble her old self again, isn't she, Helen?
Yeah. Look, Clary, if she does come in the dairy this morning, can you not say anything about Colin?
How do you mean?
We haven't actually told Pat that he's resigned.
Haven't you?
I'm still hoping I can talk him round.
But if he don't come in this afternoon, Pat's going to notice.
Yeah, I know that, but...
And without Colin, we ain't going to get the orders done.
Look, if I can't get him to change his mind, I'll come home this afternoon and work his shift. Bye.
But why me?
Well, I should have thought that was obvious. Who is the one person in this village who takes an active interest in his own physical health?
You mean because I do a bit of exercise?
Precisely. You care for your body.
Well, I care about being reasonably fit.
And this will enhance your muscle tone.
You reckon?
While at the same time promoting deep relaxation and a state of profound well-being.
But you've only just started doing this aromatherapy course, haven't you?
Well, yes. But the point of making you this offer...
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I do. The course tutor particularly complimented me on my grasp of the basic principles.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
But in order to fine-tune my technique, I do need to practice on actual bodies.
So what you're saying is you want me to be a guinea pig?
I am offering you a free consultation, Sid.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Janet.
Isn't the traffic awful still?
It's those bird people.
I thought once they'd seen the bird, that was it. They'd go.
Perhaps they haven't seen it yet.
Oh, but they have.
Anyway, Janet.
Came out yesterday, strolled about a bit, and they all took photos.
How are you feeling today?
Fine, thanks.
No stiff legs, no aching muscles.
Where should she have?
Oh, she walked 23 miles yesterday.
Of course, your great walk round the four parishes. How did it go?
Very well.
And how about Usha? Is she all right?
Oh, pretty stiff and sore. She phoned me first thing. Said she had quite a problem levering herself out of bed this morning.
Usha did 23 miles as well.
Yes, mainly thanks to Sid here.
Had to bully her a bit towards the end.
She's so grateful. She said she woke up this morning feeling utterly elated that she'd actually made it to the finish.
Well, she's going to have to step up her training a bit if she's going to be fit for this march.
And you know the most important aspect of physical training, don't you?
What's that?
Relaxation.
The perfect guinea pig for you, Linda.
Yes.
What?
Oh, she wants to practice her aromatherapy.
Oh, no,
Oilomargarum, that's what you need, Janet. Soothes and revitalises the overworked mind and body. Are you free this afternoon?
Don't suppose there's a stroke of work being done on the farm. Joe and Eddie's too busy parting these twitches from their money.
Tony said something about a soup stall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joe's decided there's a lot of money to be made out of soup.
Really?
We were even talking yesterday about setting up a stall down this farmer's market.
Oh, no.
Don't think he's quite grasped the principle. You know, that it's supposed to be local produce and all. You finished with that joke?
Yes, I think so.
Pass it over, then I'll give it a wash up and down. Mind you, it makes a change from Eddie's schemes for the farmer's market. They all seem to involve me doing huge amounts of baking. And I don't suppose I'd see a penny piece of the profits.
I haven't really given it much thought yet.
Oh, but you'll be having a stall.
I don't know.
Just up your street, I'd have thought.
Tommy's quite keen.
Organic veg, sausages, as well as the yoghurt and the ice cream.
But Helen doesn't seem to think we should get involved.
Oh, I ever know.
Time, really. Having to spend the whole day manning a stall.
Oh, yeah, but it'd be a shame if you wasn't represented.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, you don't have to decide for a few weeks yet, do you? Right, anything else need washing up?
No, I think that's the lot.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, Helen. What are you doing here?
Come to help out.
Oh, but we don't need... I mean, we're pretty well up to date, aren't we, Clary?
So far.
Colin will be here this afternoon.
Well, I need to talk to you about that.
What?
Isn't it time you went to lunch, Clary?
No, I'm just going.
And what about Baxter's? You've had so much time off.
You should be taking a break too, Pat. You weren't used to being on your feet for hours on end.
Bye, Clary.
Yeah, all right. I'm going. See you this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, bye, Clary.
Bye.
What is going on?
Should we go back in the house?
Tell me.
Well, you see, the thing is... Oh, God, Mum, I made such a mess of everything.
What do you mean? What's happened?
Colin's resigned.
Why?
And I lied to Anne Baxter. I told her I wasn't well so that I could come home and work a shift.
You shouldn't have done that.
But it's my fault.
That Colin resigned?
Yes, because I put Tracy in charge of the HACCP scheme. And well, I knew it wasn't really working, but I didn't realise. And, I mean, I knew Clary wasn't too pleased and Colin moaned a bit, but I didn't think... Oh, Mum... So sorry. It's all been a bit of a disaster, and I just don't know what to do anymore.
Oh, Helen.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on. It's not the end of the world.
It's all my fault.
I'm sure between us we can sort things out.
But how?
Well, let's see. As soon as Tracy gets back from lunch, you're going to have to talk to her. Tell her you're sorry, but she's no longer going to be supervisor.
Oh, she won't like that.
The point being that I'm back in the dairy now, so I shall be supervising everything.
Right.
And then I shall ring Colin.
Oh, I've tried that already.
And explain that he doesn't have to take orders from Tracy anymore, only from me.
You know, I'm not at all sure that it wouldn't be better with the massage table the other way round. But according to my manual, it would be bad feng shui.
Really?
Yes, and one doesn't want to start off with a bad energy flow in one's consulting room.
I suppose I have to undress, do I?
What about music?
What about it?
Would it help, do you think?
I don't know, would it?
Robert suggested Vivaldi, but they play that in shopping malls these days, don't they?
Do they?
I want something slow and tranquil and languorous.
Shall we try it without music?
Maybe something
now?
Sort of new agey.
You better consult Kate Aldridge.
Oh, what a good idea.
Do you want me on my back or my front?
Well, let's start... Oh, you'll need to take off your clothes.
All of them?
No. Just down as far as your under things.
Right.
And then lie down under the towel.
Dear, stiff?
No, not really. Just overdoing the training a little, perhaps.
Ah, now I'll tell you what you need. Where is it? Ah, here we are. Black pepper.
What?
A stimulating tonic which warms and eases the muscles after a strenuous workout.
But I haven't had a strenuous...
There, smell that.
Goodness, it's pretty pungent.
Real shot in the arm, believe me. Or if that's a bit potent for you, Janet, how about one of these citruses? Lemon verbena or mandarin, since you're so tired and stressed.
I'm not tired, exactly. More sort of...
Or bergamot.
What?
Yes, that has a particularly uplifting aroma. Also, wonderful for digestive complaints.
There's nothing wrong with my digestion.
Ah, you may not think so, but...
I know so.
We have to be sure, don't we, that there are no blockages in your energy channels.
Look, all I'm suffering from is tired legs.
Ah, now, legs?
And they're going to have to carry me to a meeting with my church wardens in 15 minutes.
I know the very thing. Geranium, for regaining a sense of balance and harmony.
That sounds perfect.
Now, if you lie face down... Here we are.
Right. Oh, that's rather nice.
Good. Now, if I could just... Oh, dear. I do beg your pardon. That's the trouble with geranium. It does tend to bring on a...
Well, perhaps we'd better do something else.
No. I should be fine. Now, let's start with the right leg. Ready?
Yes.
Right. Here we go. Now, the art of massage, you see, is to redirect the flow of energy through the body where it has become sluggish or the conduits twisted.
You really don't have to explain.
It's just so that you understand exactly what it is that I'm doing. And opening up the channels so that healing vapours can penetrate.
Oh,
you're very tense, aren't you?
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yeah, in a minute.
What are you doing lurking about out here?
Mum's on the phone, in the kitchen.
Well, we can still go in, can't we?
She's talking to Colin.
Oh, she knows then, does she?
Yeah, I confessed all. Told her what a mess I'd made of things.
Was that wise?
She's going to find out anyway. I couldn't keep pretending.
It's just that, well, the last few days she's started to get back to being her old self.
And that's why I had to tell her. She's back in the dairy.
I don't want anything to go upsetting her again.
Seems to have had quite the opposite effect.
What do you mean?
And when I told her, it was like, OK, leave this to me, I'll sort it out. You know, just like she used to be.
But suppose she can't sort it out.
Here she comes.
Oh, hello, love. I thought you were drilling carrots today.
Tommy's doing it. I was just finishing off shifting the muck from the cow shed.
Oh, I see.
And I thought it might be time for a cup of tea.
Good idea.
Oh, come on, Mum. Don't keep me in suspense. Did you talk to Colin?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
A lot of very uncharitable things about Tracy.
But is he coming back?
Sounds as if a little bit of power rather went to Tracy's head.
Yeah, well, that was fairly predictable.
All right, Dad, I got it wrong. I admit it.
And have you talked to Tracy?
Yeah, she understands. She'll go back to her old job.
Great, because that's what I told Colin. Tracy is no longer supervisor. I am. And he said he'd start back tomorrow.
Oh, Mum!
Well done, love.
You are brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, it wasn't difficult.
Well, I couldn't sort it out.
One more thing, though. I think you probably owe Clary an apology.
I'll talk to her tomorrow.
What's wrong with now?
She's gone home.
Oh, my goodness, is it that time already? Well, it's time we had that cup of tea, I think. Put the kettle on, Tony.
Do what?
Go on, Helen and I have got some tidying up to do in the dairy.
You know, I love it when you boss me around.
Bossing you around.
Oh, yes, you are. And it's the first time you've done it for months.
On your own this morning?
Yes, Auntie Chris has just taken a group out for road safety training.
Well, there are plenty of hazards to deal with just now.
It's awful, isn't it? Cars everywhere. It's like living in the middle of Birmingham.
How long are they going to keep coming, do you suppose?
Oh, as long as this black woodpecker stays around. Anyway, did you want me to give her a message?
Oh, no, it was George I came to see. He asked if Jack or I'd be interested in taking over as tree warden.
Oh, did he?
Jack was quite keen, but, well, we're neither of us as young as we were.
Oh, hold still, Brandy.
I don't think Jack's really up to all that trudging about in the woods.
You know who'd be the best person for tree warden?
Who?
George himself.
Ah, that thought had occurred to me.
Well, that's why Uncle Tom was so good at it. Because he'd been a gamekeeper and really knew the woodlands.
I did try to suggest it, but I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
So?
George seems to have got rather a bee in his bonnet about Greg Turner.
Oh, yes. Auntie Chris was saying.
Was she?
Something about Greg not collecting the eggs when he should.
Oh, no. This was about putting grit out for the laying hens.
does he expect you to do about it?
Pass his complaint on to Jack.
Oh, I see.
Oh, honestly, Shula, I shall be jolly glad when George finally retires. Oh,
if he ever does.
Last year he was quite determined.
Auntie Chris said he was up and down to the country park a dozen times over the weekend, worrying that the twitchers might disturb his precious birds.
Well, they're not his birds.
Oh, he behaves as if they are. Everything has to be done just so, and if somebody has a slightly different way of doing things...
Like Greg.
Exactly. So unless Jack can find another keeper who does things precisely in the same way as George...
And there's no great hope of that.
No, he isn't going to let go. Oh, hold still.
Anyway, I'd better let you get on.
Oh, by the way, we've got the new guide to St. Stephen's back from the printers.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's really turned out rather well.
Talking of the church, I see Janet Fisher's going to be away for nearly a month.
Yes, on this Jubilee 2000 march to Cologne.
I'm surprised the diocese have sanctioned it, really.
She got permission from the archdeacon.
You'll probably say I'm being old-fashioned, but I really don't think it's a vicar's job to get involved in politics.
Oh, I don't think Janet...
And certainly not if it means leaving the parish unattended for a month.
I think she's taking part of it as her annual leave.
And leave should be for relaxation, not going off on marches and demonstrations.
Oh, that is a bit of a nasty mess, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it was a case of the grass being greener. She tried to get through to the next field and reckoned without the barbed wire.
Oh, dear.
I cleaned it up as best I could.
Yeah, but you're right. It could do with a couple of stitches. Yeah, all right, old thing. I'll be as quick as I can.
Oh, before I forget, Alistair, I'm afraid I shan't be available for the match next weekend.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
But you were on such good form on Saturday.
Yeah, I was rather, wasn't I?
Otherwise we'd have lost.
Yeah. Porchester old boys thought they had it in the bag when you, Robert and David all got yourselves out in the space of two overs.
Yes, all right. It was pretty grim, wasn't it? But that last wicket stand...
Yeah, can't remember the last time I scored 24, not out.
Yeah, all right. Soon be over.
Yeah, but next weekend, this old mate of mine down towards Shrewsbury is, he's going over to Organic. I've been saying for months I'll go and visit. Now that Pat seems to be on the mend, thought we could have a day out.
Yeah, but does it have to be Saturday?
Sorry.
It's just, you know the situation. You can barely scrape together 11 players just now. There's just no one else I can call on.
Well, have you thought of asking Sid?
It had crossed my mind.
I know he said he was never going to play again, but, I think that had a lot to do with Sean, didn't it?
Oh, it really would be a last resort.
And he's a darn sight fitter than most of the team, since he's been doing the running and the weight training.
Yeah, the trouble is, we have this arrangement. I'm the captain and he's, the manager, which works fine as long as he never sets foot on the pitch.
You think he'd try and take over?
Well, don't you?
Well, I don't think it... Helen, what are you doing here?
What does it look like?
Why aren't you at work?
Why didn't somebody wake me?
Morning, Helen.
I'm going to be so late.
Well, I thought you'd left hours ago.
Mum said she'd wake me, but she didn't. Is she in the dairy?
Well, I don't know. Haven't seen her since breakfast.
And I've got to talk to Clary before I go. Oh, my name's going to be mud with Anne Baxter.
Oh, dear.
She does like to be in control, does my daughter. Gets in a right old state when things don't go according to plan.
Yeah, I always used to oversleep when I lived on my own.
It's not just the oversleeping.
Now I have a very efficient alarm clock called Daniel.
Now, she had some rather fancy ideas about health and safety, which didn't go down too well with the workers.
There you go, old thing, all done.
Now, she learned all this wonderful management theory at college.
I heard about Colin walking.
She's discovered that things aren't quite so easy in practice. Still, everything should be okay now that Pat's back in charge.
Mum not here?
No.
That's odd.
What? Did you say she was coming in?
No. Well, no, I haven't seen her. She's not in the house and she didn't wake me. So I just assumed she must be over here.
Tracy ain't turned up neither.
Oh, no. I do hope she's not sulking.
What about?
Oh, I told her she wasn't going to be supervisor anymore.
Oh. When did you do that then?
Yesterday. Just after you went home.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Thought you would be. And the thing is, Clary, the reason I'm here... I should be at Baxter's. I'm really late. Only Mum seems to feel... No, I mean, that I owe you an apology.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I can see now that it really wasn't a good idea promoting Tracy over your head.
Bit late for sorry, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Colin.
Colin's coming back.
Oh.
Sorry, I should have explained. Oh. Mum rang him last night and managed to talk him round.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So, who's going to be supervisor now?
No one.
Ah.
Well, now that Mum's back. At least I thought she was.
So we can forget all about this hazard awareness business, can we?
Forget about it? No, of course not.
We learned some useful lessons from the experiment.
Like not to put Tracy Orvin in charge of things.
I'm going to be setting up a similar scheme at Baxter's.
And Baxter know about it, does she?
She asked me to do it.
Oh.
I mean, I admit it was a bit complicated for a small-scale dairy like this. Baxter's is a bigger operation altogether, so it should work a lot better.
I hope so.
But it was still worth doing here.
You reckon?
I mean, at least we've identified the hazard points, and I'll be putting up a reminder list for everyone. You know, good practice guidelines. Just so people don't slip back into their old sloppy ways.
Ever since she got back, she's been making Camilla out to be this complete paragon.
Oh, I thought they didn't get on.
You know, Julia actually came out with that line about them being more like sisters than mother and daughter.
Oh, surely not.
I promise you. And of course, all this praise being heaped on Camilla has made poor old Nigel feel very inadequate.
Oh, dear. There you go. One glass of wine.
Oh, thanks. Mm. So anyway, Camilla rang on Sunday, and I picked up the phone and got this diatribe about what a complete pain Julia had been all the time she was there.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want me to lay the table?
Oh, yes, please, would you?
She said it got to the point where James was going out every evening because he couldn't trust himself to be civil to Julia.
You said they'd paid off her debt.
Well, from the sound of it, they gave her the money just to get rid of her.
No.
It's enormously comforting to know it's not just me who gets driven up the wall by Julia.
Of course it's not just you. I don't know how you put up with her.
Neither do I sometimes.
It's only me.
Hello. Hi, Alistair.
Who's that? Oh, hello.
Elizabeth's staying for lunch.
And you're at the wine, I see.
Would you like a glass?
I wouldn't say no. Where's Daniel?
Oh, in the garden, playing on his bike. So, how are things in the animal kingdom?
Well, the animals are fine. It's the people who are the problem.
Oh, why? What's happened?
Tony's just told me he can't play on Saturday.
Is that a problem?
It's a disaster.
It was fairly hopeless anyway.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Saved the match on Saturday.
Did he really?
And there's absolutely no one to take his place. I've been racking my brains all morning.
What about Tim Hathaway?
No.
He looks like a sporting sort of chap. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
Mm. Cheers. I already asked him. Says he doesn't play.
Well, he must have played at school, surely.
Yeah, but well, he's not keen on taking it up again.
His wife is.
Siobhan.
Unfortunately, the league has yet to go unisex.
She's Irish.
Well, I was telling her about the single wicket contest on Saturday, and I said women could enter. So she said she would.
Well, they don't play cricket in Ireland, do they?
Hurling's the game there.
Oh, how'd you play that?
Well, it's a bit like hockey.
Hard ball, wooden bat, not a million miles from cricket.
I should have to ask her about that. They're coming over to supper tomorrow night.
Oh, are they?
Oh, by the way, I bumped into Janet this morning, and guess what?
What?
Well, you know Linda Snell's doing this aromatherapy course?
Yeah.
Well, she talked Janet into having a session.
Oh, no, surely not.
I think Janet regretted it somewhat. She said Linda talked non-stop throughout.
Oh, that was fairly predictable. The idea of Linda doing anything in silence.
Yes, she was hoping to relax a bit. She's been so busy, what with the walk on Sunday, regular job and regular training.
Oh, she made it all the way round, did she? The Rogation Day thing?
All four parishes. And so did Usha.
Wow. So they're well on course, are they, for this great march to Cologne?
Sounds like it.
I thought she'd be in here.
No, she ain't been in all morning. And Tracy ain't turned up neither. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what's going on. Helen come in early. She said everything was sorted out. And she shoved off to Baxter's. And here I am, having to cope on my own. Again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clary.
Could I just put you over here, Mrs. White?
Oh, please. Sorry, I don't mean to be in the way.
No, no, it's all right. Colin's supposed to be in this afternoon.
Oh, really? He's withdrawn his resignation. Oh,
according to Helen, yeah.
Oh, that is good news.
I'll believe it when I see him.
Oh, there you are, Mum. I saw your car in the yard. Clasp me that overall, will you?
Is everything all right?
Well, I don't know.
Why? What's happened?
Pat's gone back to bed. Says she's not feeling too good.
Oh, she was feeling so much better yesterday. Yeah,
she was, wasn't she? And she was fine first thing this morning. She came down to breakfast. I left her in the kitchen, happily eating a piece of toast, saying she was going to spend the morning in the dairy.
Well, she ain't been in here.
While she was still in the kitchen, Tracy Horribin rang.
Oh, what's her excuse this time?
She's got another job.
Hey?
So she's not coming back.
Who's going to give her a job?
Cat and fiddle, she said.
I don't believe her.
Well, let's face it, she's no great loss.
Well, you wouldn't think so, would you? But Pat seems to be completely thrown by it.
Hey?
As if, well, she seems to be blaming herself for not having handled the situation better.
Oh, come on, it ain't her fault.
No, I know.
None of it's her fault. We was getting by pretty much okay till... Well, meant for me to...
Did she know about Colin resigning?
Ah, well, this is it. Helen told her yesterday how, well, you know, things had got into a bit of a mess and Pat just... Well, she just took charge and sorted everything out.
Really?
Yeah, just like... Well, just like she always used to. And I thought, well, that's it. Everything's going to be all right. Only now...
She probably just overdid things a bit yesterday.
That's what it sounds like to me.
She ran here for about 3 hours and she ain't used to it no more.
She obviously tried to do too much too soon. A good rest and she'll be right as rain.
Oh, I hope you're right, Mum. I really do.
I'm just taking a pork pie, Betty.
What?
Pork pie for me dinner.
Oh, well, can you hang on a minute?
Eh?
Well, I'd better get back and see what Jason's up to.
I'll give you the money later.
No, I want you to help me shift those boxes.
Well...
Oh, don't forget your change.
Pardon?
Change. You gave me £20.
Oh, so I did.
Now, I'll be with you in a minute, Mrs. Potter. Now, in a minute.
Right, where do you want them?
In the stock room.
Yeah.
Now, that's £5.62 change.
Thanks.
God, blimey, what's in here? Oh, weighs a ton.
That's why I wanted your help lifting them. The delivery driver just dumped them there. Now, Mrs. Potter, have you got everything you want?
Morning.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
You've caught me in the act.
What?
I was just buying a bottle of wine for this evening.
Oh, there's no need for that.
All we've got in the house is some ghastly Italian Merlot that Tim bought in a moment of madness.
Do you want these anywhere in particular?
On the left. There should be a bit of space.
Well, we should be cracking open the champagne tonight.
Oh, yes. What are we celebrating?
We've just had a visit from the conservation officer.
Oh, who's he when he's at home?
We've been having some work done on our roof.
Now, are you sure you want that one, Mrs. Potter?
And he had to approve it, you see, before we'd get any grant money.
No, it's mackerel.
You get
mackerel.
Grant money for fixing your roof.
Well, you usually get the chicken.
Wish we could get a grant for everything that needs doing on Honeysuckle Cottage.
Well, the thing about Lower Lockwood...
Elizabeth, sorry to interrupt, but could you just reach down there and get a tin of cat food for Mrs. Potter?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, the one with chicken.
This one?
Oh, this is a right old mess, that stockroom, Betty.
I know, I must have a bit of a sort out later.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Pat.
Hello. How nice to see you.
How are you?
Fine.
Hey, you're looking well.
Thanks.
Have you met Siobhan?
I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Pat Archer, Siobhan Hathaway.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Pat's married to Tony.
Ah, yes, you're the organic farmers.
Yes, that's right.
Tim was telling me all about the meeting last week. He was very impressed with your husband.
Oh,
have you brought the delivery, Pat?
What?
We're practically out of yoghurt.
Do you want me to give you a hand bringing it in?
No, I haven't. I just came in to get some shopping.
Oh, well, never mind.
Were you supposed to have had...
Oh, we're just getting a bit low. Don't worry, I'll give Clary a ring.
Oh.
Right, well, I must be off. See what that builder is getting up to.
How are you getting on with Jason?
Well, he's a cheerful fellow. I'll say that for him.
Now, here's your change, Mrs. Potter. 83 pence, all right.
I'll see you this evening.
Yeah, 7:30-ish.
Oh, great.
Now, are you going to be able to manage that bag? It's a bit heavy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh,
bye, Mrs. Hathaway.
Yeah, bye. Now, is there anything else you want shifting while I'm here?
Oh, no, that's great. Thanks, right. Lord.
Betty, could I get some stamps, please?
Oh, yeah, careful, Mrs. Potter, by the tea!
Oh, dear.
No, it's all right. Don't worry.
It's okay, Mrs. Potter. Nothing's broken.
Oh, I knew it was a mistake piling the tins up.
No, I'll pick them up, love. Don't you worry.
Kate Aldridge's idea of a display. Oh, be with you in a minute. Who was that?
I think it was Pat.
But she didn't get her shopping.
No, she's left her basket here on the floor.
Oh dear. Is she all right, do you think?
What happened to Jason?
Don't ask me. I just popped over to the shop. I couldn't have been gone more than 10 minutes. And when I get back, he's disappeared.
Has he actually done anything this morning?
Oh, yes. He was laying the breeze blocks when I left.
Well, he hasn't laid very many.
But I did notice he'd only mixed up a little bit of mortar.
One course down the left-hand side, by the look of it. Hardly a full day's work.
He'd better be back after lunch.
Hmm.
I'm just going to do a bit of pasta. Is that all right, Pet?
Why did we employ him in the first place?
If I can ever get the water to boil. How anyone ever managed to cook on this stove?
Yeah, pasta's fine.
He was cheap. And everyone seems to think he does a good job.
He said the extension would be finished by the end of June.
It had better be.
At this rate, it'll take until then just to build the walls.
I'll go mad if I have to spend many more weeks wrestling with this stove. I feel that. It's been on for 5 minutes and it's hardly warm at all.
Should we go to the Bull?
Are you in a hurry?
Well, I've got some house calls at 2.
Oh, an hour and a half. Oh, I expect it'll have heated up by then.
We could just have a sandwich.
I dare say we'll be getting a decent meal tonight.
Come on, what's happening tonight?
You haven't forgotten already.
Oh, of course. The Pargeters.
Yes, I saw Elizabeth in the shop this morning. I went across to get a bottle of wine.
Oh, we could have given them a bottle of that Merlot.
Not if we want to be friends with these people.
Should you ask her how to find their house?
I know how to find it. She told me already. Into Loxley Barrett and you take a left at the crossroads.
And that's it?
Yeah, she says you can't miss it.
Pat, you all right?
No.
Well, what is it?
I can't...
I'm sorry. I just can't seem to cope.
Oh, but you can cope. Look how brilliantly you dealt with Colin on Monday.
But I didn't.
Well, you did? He was determined he was going to leave. A few words from you and he changed his mind.
Yeah, but then Tracy walked out.
But who cares about Tracy?
Well, we're just as badly off as we were without Colin.
We'll soon find someone else. We'll put an ad in the Echo.
And I'm no use in the dairy. Keep losing track of what I'm doing. I just can't concentrate.
Look, love, you're not to worry about the dairy.
That's not fair on Clary.
I'll have a word with Helen.
Oh, no, no. Helen's done enough.
Oh, yeah, enough damage.
She's taken too much time off from Baxter's as it is.
Well, we've managed okay so far.
Yeah, but the deliveries.
What about them?
I went to the shop. Betty said they hadn't had a delivery this week. It was awful.
Oh, come on. It's not the end of the world if we're a bit late with the village shop.
There were so many people. They were all talking and
laughing. As long as we get the Underwoods
order
out.
And had someone knocked a display over.
What?
All these tins crashed onto the floor.
What are you talking about?
And the noise, all the clatter. Elizabeth was there. I just couldn't stand it. I thought my head was going to burst.
Have you taken your pills?
I just had to walk out. I left the shop.
Have you?
There's nothing for supper.
Well, don't worry about
that. I left my basket on the floor.
Mum stocked up the freezer.
They're not doing any good.
What?
The pills. They should be working by now.
You have taken them?
Yes.
Perhaps I should call the doctor.
No, no, I don't want to see him.
But what about the nurse? The CPN?
I don't want to see anyone. I just want you to leave me alone.
You should have said.
I thought you knew.
We drove past the gates a couple of times going, that can't be it, surely.
I imagined a substantial manor house, not a huge, great, stately home.
It's not that big.
Oh, come on.
But sit down, let's have a drink.
Honeysuckle Cottage will fit under your stairs.
I must confess, we don't use this room for every day. Usually it's our clients who get the benefit.
Oh, what is it you do? Conferences?
Yes, corporate hospitality.
And balls.
What?
I see you're advertising a May ball.
Yes.
Can we have a look around?
Of course. Actually, Nigel will give you the guided tour just as soon as he gets back.
Oh, where's he gone?
Just down the cellar to get some wine. But we have the champagne already on ice.
Oh, how lovely.
Would you like to do the honors, Tim?
Oh, shouldn't we wait for Nigel?
He'll be back in a sec.
Okay. What are we celebrating?
The Grand Fear Roof?
Yeah. We had a slight problem with Death Watch Beetle.
Oh, my God.
That's the trouble with living in a pile like this. Something is always rotting, disintegrating, or getting eaten. We spend all our energy and an awful lot of money that we don't have just trying to stop the place falling down. Actually, the May Ball is supposed to be a sort of relaunch after all the traumas we've had in recent months.
And we think we've had problems with our little bit of building work.
How's it coming on?
Don't ask.
Oh, well done.
The glasses, quick.
Here.
You know, I simply have got to get down to some work next week, and I don't know how I'm going to concentrate. Either Jason isn't there, and I'm worrying where the hell he's got to, or else he is there, and he sings.
And at the rate he's going, our children will be off at university before the nursery ever gets built.
You're building a nursery, are you?
Oh, no, not yet. But that was one reason for us moving to the country.
Yes, we didn't want to start a family while we were still stuck in London.
How about yourselves?
What children?
Any plans?
Not exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be
nosy. Oh, no, not at all. I mean, it's not that we don't want kids. It's just we haven't quite got round to it yet. Did you notice the big barn down by the main gate? I'm hoping to convert it into an art gallery.
Oh, you don't stop, do you?
Well, we can't afford it, of course, but I was talking about it to the architect who worked on the roof for us, and he's come up with these wonderful drawings.
Well, here's to Lower Loxley Hall.
And all who say that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Who's the portrait of?
Oh, that's Nigel's father.
Have there always been Pargeters at Lower Loxley?
Practically. A couple of centuries, anyway.
Oh, so the onus is on you to produce a son and heir, is it?
As my mother-in-law never ceases to remind me. By the way, what's all this about you playing cricket?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not exactly playing.
My sister was telling me you volunteered for the single wicket competition.
She's never played cricket in her life.
I was always very good at rounders.
Not the same thing at all.
Well, somebody had to volunteer.
No, they didn't.
Yep, and I knew you wouldn't.
Not likely.
Have you never played either?
Not since the army.
Well, you know the cricket team's looking for new members.
I was always pretty useless.
Pretty useless is fine. Pretty useless is Ambridge cricket team on a good day. Ah, Nigel, there you are.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, you ain't left her on her own, have you?
Oh, no. Helen's there.
Look, sit down, Tony. I'll just clear these dishes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all right. We'd finished.
I went round to the doctor's house. I thought that maybe he could... But There was no one there.
Well, Mrs. Hathaway said they were going over to Lower Loxley.
Oh.
She was there when Pat came in the shop.
Yes, what happened this morning?
Well, I didn't really see, to be honest.
The shop was rather busy.
I mean, Pat seemed okay first thing. A bit subdued.
Well, I was dealing with Mrs. Potter.
Who knocked over a pile of tin tomatoes.
Next thing we knew, Pat had disappeared.
Yeah. I got in at lunchtime and found her. Oh, God, it's like we're back to square one.
In a bad way, is she?
I mean, she seemed to be getting better. I really thought we were over the worst. Do you think... I mean, would it do any good if you were to talk to her?
Well, I don't think... I mean, it's not that I don't want to help, Tony.
Well, at least you understand what she's going through.
Yeah, but I'm just no good at it. I mean, you know, explaining things, putting things into words.
Oh, it's worth a try, though, isn't it?
Well, I tried the other week, when I picked her up in the van that time.
Yeah, well, it was soon after that she started to pick up.
Yeah, be the pills, nothing to do with me.
But you can't know that. Might have been something you said.
I just don't know who else to turn to.
Mine?
Look, see how she is tomorrow, eh? I mean, maybe a good night's sleep, she'll be okay again.
But if she isn't?
Well, give her a ring and I'll have another go.
Things have come to a pretty pass when a man can't walk his own crops in peace.
Why? What's happened?
Well, there I am, quietly minding my own business, when I hear this bellowing from the edge of the field.
What?
Linda Snell.
Oh, what does she want?
Oh, can you believe she cycled all the way up here just to bend my ear about our silage contractors?
And what about them?
Oh, going on about their very large forage harvester.
Oh, dear.
Shouldn't be allowed, according to Linda. Large machines like that should not be permitted to pollute the country lanes.
Oh, she can be so rude sometimes, that woman.
Apparently she was on her way to work this morning, on her bicycle, and she met it coming the other way.
Oh, dear.
She had to dismount and take refuge in a ditch while it went past.
Well, you would. Takes up the full width of the lane, that thing.
She sank to her ankles in the mud, got a large fern caught in her bicycle chain.
And she rode all the way up here to tell you that?
Yeah.
What'd she expect you to do about it, then?
Well, search me. Have the grass chopped by a team of men with scissors, probably.
Did she offer you a massage?
What?
Well, she's been going round the village trying to persuade people to volunteer for her aromatherapy.
What's that involve?
Oh, come on, you know what aromatherapy is.
But being massaged by Linda Snell?
Well, you lie on her couch and she rubs scented oils all over you.
Oh. Oh, what a peculiarly disturbing thought.
One good thing you can say about that film.
What?
It was short.
You can be such a philistine sometimes.
Mm. Well, at least we'll be back in time for a quick pint at the Bull.
Just because there weren't any guns or explosions or car chases.
Exactly. Typical chick flick.
It wasn't.
You knew in the first 5 minutes that the pair of them were going to end up together.
So what?
It's just like Pretty Woman and When Harry Met Sally. Exactly the same.
Just like Jane Eyre and Cinderella. A classic romance.
Escapist fantasy.
That's why we go to the movies, to get away from the mundane realities of life.
Yeah, but did she have to be such a complete... What's that?
What? Where?
Over there, look.
It's dark, David. I can't see a thing. What are you doing?
There's something going on. I've got to go and take a look.
There. Can you see?
It's like somebody's waving a torch around.
Come on. There's a gateway just down here.
Hang on a minute. I can't see a thing.
Yes, you can. It's not completely dark yet.
Dark enough?
Look.
What?
There. There's a van just pulled off the road inside the gate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't recognise it, do you?
Never seen it in my life.
Right, come on.
Hang on. Not so fast. I've got my proper shoes on, remember?
Oh, my God, I've just realised where we are.
I'd known we were going to spend the evening stumbling about in fields.
We're at Home Farm. It's Brian's GM Rape.
What?
I think somebody's decided to trash it.
Oh, God.
Listen. Shh. They're using sickles or something.
What are we going to do?
We're going to stop them, of course. Oi! Oi, you!
David, no!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, God, you can't! Get off! Oh, David! Stop it! Be careful, David!
Come back! Come back!
David, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You don't sound okay.
I just got punched in the face, that's all.
You what?
And now they're getting away! Come on!
Oh, we can't stop them!
No, but we better get down to Home Farm. Tell Brian what's happened.
Mike.
Oh, hang on a minute.
I'm sorry to call so late.
What's wrong?
Nothing, nothing at all.
Tony's out?
Yeah, we know.
He's just gone over to Peggy's to... You know?
Yeah, well, it's you I come to see.
Me? Why?
Well, Tony seemed to think that maybe you'd feel better if... Well, you know, because I'd been through what you're going through and...
I do wish he wouldn't do that.
What?
Go round the village telling people, you know...
No, he didn't. What? I mean, he may have mentioned it to me and Betty that you weren't... Well, you're a bit down in the dumps again.
I don't want everyone gossiping.
And we saw you in the shop.
What?
Yesterday.
Oh, that.
Well, when you just suddenly walked out.
Well, it was just a bit crowded.
Yeah, I know.
And noisy.
But when you disappeared like that, I remembered what it was like. There's too many people all crowded round. You have to get out and out into the fresh air. And...
Yes.
Look, pal, I know it doesn't help me saying I know how you feel, but I do. And I remember how almost the worst bit was started to get better. I bet the kids breathed a sigh of relief, and there'd be days when the black mood would come back and I'd be as bad as ever I was.
Yes.
So I just thought, if you'd like to talk, then...
You better come in.
Mrs. Aldridge, then.
Oh, Greg, you made me jump.
Sorry.
You haven't seen Debbie, have you?
I think she's giving a hand with the silage.
Well, it must have finished by now. Surely it's practically pitch dark.
Is Mr. Aldridge around?
He's in the house. Why, is something wrong?
Well, it's not a matter of life and death. I just thought if he was around...
He's watching a film on television.
Oh, well, don't disturb him.
Is it something I can help with?
No, it's just... I'm having a bit of a problem with George Barford.
Oh, dear.
He contradicts everything I do up at Grey Gables. Last week I wasn't collecting the eggs right. This week it's the grit.
Grit?
Modern foodstuffs have got all the calcium and minerals already in them, but he still insists on putting these little piles of grit all over the place.
So what's the problem if he keeps George happy?
The problem is he's presented me with a bill for this grit, and he's demanding we pay it.
And how much for?
Oh, it's only a few pounds, but that's not the point.
Mightn't it be easier just to pay?
It's a matter of principle. If I'm supposed to be looking after things up at Grey Gables...
Heavens, is that David?
And it's a lot of extra work for me.
Is Brian about?
What's going on?
We spotted some people.
But David, what on earth happened to your face?
They were trashing Brian's field of GM rape.
Oh, well, I'd better go and get him.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer.
Is he here?
Yeah, Jennifer's just fetching him.
That eye doesn't look too clever.
No, it's okay, honestly.
Stupid idiot only trying to grab hold of one of them.
Look, it's instinct, isn't it? You see someone destroying a valuable crop, you try and stop them.
How many were there?
It's difficult to say, really. It's pretty dark.
5 or 6, I reckon.
Yeah, about that. They were just slashing away at it with, I don't know, sickles or something.
And what does this lunatic do? Hurls himself into the middle of them.
Should have left it to the police.
Well, that's easy to say with hindsight, but when you see it happening...
Lucky all you got was a black eye.
Did you see the face at all?
No, they had scarves and... I don't know, balaclavas on that.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Why now? That's what I don't understand.
How bad's the damage?
It's difficult to say.
I mean, everybody's known about this for months.
It didn't look too bad to me.
Well, we better go and take a look.
Yeah, I'll get the Land Rover.
Thanks, Greg.
I think we interrupted them before they really got stuck in.
Ginny, can you go and phone the police?
All right, darling.
Tell them to meet us up there.
I don't know there's a lot of point getting the police involved.
Well, of course there is.
I mean, we scared them off. They'll be miles away by now.
What I'm trying to say is, when you get better, and you will get better, Pat, believe me, you'll look back and you'll think, how did that happen? Why did I get to be so completely... Oh, I can't think of the word.
My son is dead.
Yeah, I know.
That's why.
But you're not to blame for that.
Nobody's to blame.
Well, that's right. It were a terrible accident. But the way you deal with it, I mean... No one else is responsible for that.
I can't help it.
I know what it feels like, but... I think what I'm trying to say is when you start to get better, you know you're getting better when you stop looking inside at all that mess that's in there. And you start... Well, for me, it was when I started thinking about Betty and the kids instead of my own problems.
I thought I was getting there. Last weekend, when I suddenly found 10 minutes had passed and I hadn't thought about...
Well, that's it, isn't it? When you suddenly realise you got through 10 minutes. And then it's half an hour. And you've never given a thought to whatever it is.
The pain inside you.
Oh, yeah. It's like a physical thing, isn't it? Big, hard lump in your gut.
And then on Monday, I got through several hours.
Yeah, well, no. And just when you think you've got it beat, that you're on top of everything, then back it comes.
And I know what it's doing to the family.
Well, that's a start.
Yes, but the harder I try, it just seems to make things worse.
If you're thinking about Tony and the kids, you're getting there. When you stop thinking about yourself all the time.
Pull yourself together. That's what you're trying to say.
No. I know that don't help. Enough people said it to me, God knows. No, what I'm saying is, when you start looking outwards, thinking about other people, that's a step on the road. It's a small step, maybe, but...
It'll be 25 years in December.
What?
Since Tony and I got married.
Well, there you go, then. 25 years of marriage. You don't throw that away in a hurry, do you?
No.
How bad is it?
I reckon they've ruined about a quarter, maybe a third of the crop.
Right, the police say we can all go home now.
At last. The community police officer, whoever that is, I want to talk to you tomorrow, David.
PC Davies.
Oh, not him again.
You know him?
Our paths have crossed.
But there's nothing else we can tell them. We really couldn't see anything.
Well, at least they've got something to go on.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be too difficult to trace the van.
Yeah, if Ruth got the number right.
Of course I did.
It was really dark there. I mean, I don't see how you can be so sure.
But we walked right past it. I could see it fine.
Well, I'm very grateful to both of you. Right then, Greg, shall we make a move?
Ready when you are.
Good night, then.
Night, Brian.
Good night.
Bye.
See you.
Right. Have we still got time for that drink, do you reckon?
You should get something on that eye.
Reckon a pint of Shire should numb the pain pretty well.
Okay, then. Come on. Why did you want me to shut up about the number of the van?
What?
You did, didn't you?
You're imagining things.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, it's done now. You've told the police, so there's no point arguing about it. Let's just go and have that drink.
You'll have to take your clothes off, you realise that?
Not all of them.
And personally, I'd run a mile before I let Linda Snell lay a finger on my naked body.
I won't be naked.
Ooh, as good as.
She explained. It'll be arms, legs, back and shoulders.
Well, rather you than me.
And I thought, well, where's the arm? It's free after all, and it might, just might, help with my muscle tone. Still getting that tension in my shoulder.
You know how you did that. Showing off to Jamie.
I wasn't showing off.
See how Daddy can do backward somersaults.
We were just having a game.
Well, I think you're completely bonkers.
Oh, come on. What have I got to lose?
How about your dignity?
What?
How will you be able to look her in the eye, knowing that her oily hands have been all over your body?
What's all this?
Oh, hello, Alistair. Didn't see you there.
Hiya. What can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I can't stop. Just wanted to ask... Whose oily hands over your body?
Linda Snell's.
Yes, I'm going to have some of this aromatherapy.
You're not.
What's so funny?
Have you talked to Janet Fisher lately?
Oh, did she have it done in the end?
Yes.
She didn't.
And she thought it might help her relax in preparation for her next training session for the big walk.
Uh-huh. And how was it?
Well, she reckoned it probably would have helped a bit if it weren't for the fact that Linda talked all the time.
Oh, what a surprise.
Non-stop throughout the entire session.
Yeah, well, if she does that to me, I'll just tell her to shut up.
You will you?
Has anyone ever succeeded in getting Linda to shut up?
Well, I'm not going to lie. There and let her yatter on at me.
Yeah, well, anyway, look, the reason I'm here is tomorrow's match.
If you're going to talk cricket...
No, it's all right, Cathy, you don't have to run away.
But if you're going to discuss tactics...
No, I won't take a second. Sid, how would you feel about playing tomorrow?
What?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, you said your playing days are over.
Yes, and I meant it.
But Tony's let me down.
People of my age can stand in the way of youngsters coming through.
Yeah, but there aren't any youngsters. I've tried everyone I can think of.
Well, dunno.
Oh, come on, Sid. You know you want to.
And let's face it, these days you're a lot fitter than some of our younger players.
Absolutely. All that training.
Well, I suppose, if there really is no one else.
There isn't.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Cathy.
What?
It's a darn good thing I didn't let you give him a cricket flannels to the jumble.
What?
Yeah, she tried to throw him out.
You didn't.
Well, he did say he was never going to play again.
I never said never.
And let's face it, at that stage you couldn't get into them.
Ah, but I can now.
Oh, you've tried, have you?
Perfect fit.
Well, that settles it. Can't let a good pair of cricket flannels go to waste.
Go on, a bit more. Whoa, do.
You going to come in and have some lunch?
Yeah, in a minute.
And I need to ask you some questions.
Has Debbie had hers?
Yes, half an hour ago. She's back on the silage.
Oh. So we're not going to get finished today, you know.
About the deer?
I have to carry on into the weekend.
What size is our herd?
What?
How many breeding hinds do we have?
What do you want to know that for?
Well, Debbie asked if I'd give her a hand filling in his form, but I'm afraid I'm not very familiar with... Well, from the British Deer Farmers Association. I've done the basic stuff. I've done the name, the address, and what...
She did all that last week.
For what?
Applying to join this assurance scheme.
Yes, and now they've sent back this registration form.
Oh, great.
It's quite complicated.
Cost a hundred and something quid to join, and what do? Generate more paperwork.
Well, it'll be worth it in the end.
Oh, will it?
I've been looking through the manual they sent. It sounds to me like an excellent scheme.
Really?
And Debbie certainly thinks so. And you're always saying it, Brian. The future of farming lies in proper marketing. This is what it's all about. Finding the market for venison and exploiting it to the maximum advantage.
Yes, all right.
I mean, I've only glanced through the manual, but it's convinced me that we could be doing a whole lot better.
Really?
And I think you should be very proud of your daughter.
I am.
And the way she's always on the lookout for new initiatives.
Well, it's ironic, really, isn't it?
What is?
Well, that one daughter works so hard for the farm, while Kate...
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, Jenny, that incident last night.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Brian, that had nothing to do with Kate.
Well, how can you be so sure?
But she wouldn't.
Well, you heard how she carried on at that meeting last week.
Yeah, but she wouldn't do it to you, Brian, not her own father.
Do you remember that business with the bypass?
Yes, but that was a long time ago.
Looks like we've got a visitor.
She's been much more responsible since she had Phoebe.
Quieter, maybe. More responsible, I doubt. Oh, it's David.
Oh, my goodness.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, your poor eye.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, it looks terribly painful.
No, it's okay. Looks far worse than it is.
I hope the other fellow came off as badly.
Yeah. I just came to tell you I had a visit from this PC Davis.
Oh, he's been here as well.
Has he?
Yeah, waste of time, you ask me.
Well, I certainly couldn't tell him anything I didn't tell the others last night.
No, neither could I. I just filled him in on details of the company. It's them who earn the seed.
Does this mean the trial will have to be aborted?
I don't know. It's up to them.
It'll still be criminal damage, though, whether they stop the trial or not.
Yes. That's why the police need to contact them to find out the value of the crop.
And all the more serious since there was violence involved.
There wouldn't have been violence if I hadn't stuck my oar in.
But there was, and you're the victim.
And we'd have lost a lot if it hadn't been for you.
How much did you lose?
About a third. Had to take PC Plot up there to survey the damage.
Did he mention anything about the van?
Only that they've been in touch with the DVLA in Swansea.
Oh, right.
It was very quick thinking of Ruth to make a note of the number.
Yes.
I just hope it leads us somewhere. My God, if I get my hands on those vandals, I tell you, they'd get a great deal more than a black eye.
What on earth's going on?
The woodpeckers upped and left.
Oh, no.
And I think this lot are trying to pursue it in their cars.
Well, Hayley just set off to pick up Becky.
Yeah, perfect timing, isn't it? Hundreds of cars trying to speed out of the village just as all the mums are doing the school run.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to.
No, Jill's doing it today.
Right.
I just got so behind with everything, with having to deal with the police.
Oh, yes, I heard. Well, someone attacked Brian Aldridge's genetically modified crops.
Yeah, and as luck would have it, just as David and I were passing.
Well, everyone was talking about it in the pub at lunchtime.
First time we've been to the pictures for months, just the two of us. We were going to have a nice, quiet drink in the Bull.
And then David got beaten up.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. He got a fairly spectacular black eye, but it's not serious.
Do they have any idea who it was?
I don't think so. After that meeting last week, everyone in the county knows that Brian's doing this trial.
Oh, of course.
So it was almost inevitable that one of these protest groups would hear about
Hi.
It.
Hi!
Oh, hello, love. You're back.
Where's all this traffic come from?
From our temporary car park up at Brookfield.
Well, they're not leaving, are they, the Twitches?
The bird has flown, apparently.
Oh, no.
Still, we did pretty well out of them.
Don't believe it.
We must have made well over 500 quid for the Bell's appeal.
Really? That's brilliant.
I was anticipating another bumper weekend. I've just brought in half a ton of frozen chips and pizzas.
Oh, dear.
Blooming bird.
What's that funny smell?
Could wait until Monday at least.
Come here, Sid.
Like air freshener.
Oh, yes, very aromatic.
Yes, I do hong a bit, don't I? I told her to steer clear of the floral ones.
Floral what?
Sid's been sampling Linda Snell's aromatherapy.
You haven't.
Yeah, I think she rather overdid the mixture of oils. She kept wanting to try all these different ones.
Yeah. Now, how was it otherwise?
Well, I can understand how it could be quite relaxing.
But it wasn't.
God, she's an irritating woman. I must have told her a dozen times to shut up her talking.
Can't say you weren't warned.
Worst of it was, she played this so-called whale music.
What, you mean that strange underwater singing?
Yeah, she got off Kate Aldridge.
That figures.
So not only did she talk non-stop, she had to yell and make herself heard above these weird booming whale noises.
So, has it relieved that pain in your shoulder?
No, it hasn't. It's in both shoulders now. I think I'll go and have a nut shower.
Very wise. I can imagine the comments you'll get if you go into the bar smelling like that.
Oh, and I'd better try and fight my way over to the post office. Listen to them, honestly.
So peaceful, isn't it? Life in the country.
But can you actually see?
Not very well. I mean, look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty swollen, isn't it?
Ow! Don't touch it! Oh, you vets are all the same. I'm not a cow. It's practically closed.
Oh, well, you can't let me down, David.
But if I can't see properly...
I've had to ask Sid to play as it is.
You haven't?
I have.
What did he say?
He said yes.
Really?
Yeah. But he was my absolute last resort. Well, there's no one else.
Can you turn the hose off for me, please?
Okay.
Thanks. Look, I really want to play, but have you ever tried catching a ball with one eye shut?
Yeah, I know.
You just can't judge distances. I've been having a problem sticking the teat cups on the cow's udders. What am I going to be like with a cricket ball?
David, you with one eye closed are going to be a whole lot more use than some of our lower order.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Anyway, swelling will probably have gone down by tomorrow. Put some witch hazel on it.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Saw your car in the yard. What's wrong?
Nothing. I didn't call him out.
Oh, no, I just called round to see how David was. Heard about last night, little fracas.
He looks a sight, doesn't he?
Yes.
Not that he cares about my health, you understand? Only whether I'll be able to play cricket tomorrow.
Oh, I see.
Well, I've got to get your priorities right. Anyway, better be getting home.
Oh, take you a while.
What?
The twitchers are on the move.
They should all have gone by now, surely.
No, there are some still queuing up to get out of our field.
Oh, Lord.
You'd be quicker walking into the village.
I might do that. Yeah. Come and pick the car up later.
Right. I'll give you a ring in the morning, OK?
OK, but I am relying on you.
Yeah, OK.
See you, Ruth.
Bye. Oh, well, I better go and fetch the kids from Jill.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
Have you finished in here?
Yep. That'll do for today.
You're the talk of the village, you know.
What?
David Archer, have a go hero.
Stupid.
People are dead impressed.
Now, you did the sensible thing, noting down the number of the van.
I wonder if they've managed to trace it.
I dropped in to see Brian this afternoon, see if there's any news.
And?
Nothing yet.
So you breathed a sigh of relief?
What do you mean?
You know something, don't you?
No, of course not. What makes you say that?
Just been niggling at me all day.
What?
The way you kept insisting that I'd got the number wrong.
Oh, not still on about that.
As if you didn't want the van to be traced.
No, I just thought you might have made a mistake, so. Oh,
now, come on, David. I haven't lived with you all these years not to know when you're covering something up. You are, aren't you?
Well, it's probably nothing, and I really can't be sure.
What about?
It's just... when I was grappling with that bloke and he clobbered me in the face, one of the others tried to pull him off and he said something like, "Leave it, let's go."
And?
I thought I recognised the voice.
What?
Ruth, I may be wrong, but I've an awful suspicion I know who it was.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.